The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with, this may be one of my favorite people in the world that hasn't been on the podcast in at least a year. So some of you guys are like, who's this chick? She's new. She's not new. She might be new to you, but she is not new to me. Daisy is, aside from just being a crazy cool human being, man, how long have we been working together, Daisy? Feels like 3 years. Is that crazy?
3.5 years, I think.
You're like, it's been 9 months. It just feels like that long. Oh, geez. So
November of 2018 was when I did the Elite program.
Okay. So November 2018, we're recording this May 2022. So yeah, 3-4 years. So the reason I bring that up is when Daisy came to me at the time, she was married to her business partner. They were super, and by the way, if I say anything, I'm going by memory. So if I say anything that's full of crap, please correct me. Super seasonal. I would say semi-successful. Like, you guys were doing okay financially. In some months you're doing great financially, in some months not great. But if you average it all out and took out the stress of the seasonality, okay, I would be the way I'd characterize it. Probably working way too much high season and bored out of your skull low season. As I remember the transition, I just want to share this because I know people are going to want to be like, I have that. I need that. How do I do that? And you're going to be this big rock star. First, we kind of got you to a little more stable where the cash flow is still up and down, but not insanely so. And then I believe we kind of got you where you were out of the company entirely and was kind of running on its own. And then you and your partner parted ways, which is, we've all gone through that, whether it's someone got sick or my relationship ended romantically or my partner who's not romantically, just all sorts of weird crap that goes on. And I had just been so wildly impressed with more of you as a person. I'm actually interested in your business because we don't as much talk about that sometimes as we should, how you walk through that. And I know there are thousands of people listening right now that have their version, whatever that looks. It doesn't have to be your exact situation. Their version of, my life feels like a lot of heavy stuff or crazy stuff or things that overwhelming things are going on. And I still got to freaking pay bills. And maybe I've got kids and I know that's not your situation, but I've got responsibilities, which is your situation.
Yeah.
How the heck do I navigate that? And of all the people in our community over the last year or two, you're probably the best example of someone that had some real stuff going on and you just handled it so beautifully. I just would love you to share that story in any degree you're willing.
Yeah. So I took the Elite class with you in 2018, and there was a lot of challenges, you know, during that time. But the biggest challenge I had was just in the last year, in the last 8 months, where, like you said, I parted ways with my husband. And so I had to, you know, I didn't know where the business was going to go at that point. But luckily enough, all the stuff that I learned through the program, like, it worked, and I didn't think it was going to work. You know, I needed to take care of myself personally. So I felt like I was, you know, I was neglecting, you know, my business. But that wasn't the case. So what happened was, you know, I stepped away from it for a little bit. But with all the systems and processes that we've had in place, it continued to run. My team knew that there was something going on. I just wasn't upfront with them. And they just kept, you know, they just wanted to make sure that I was okay. So they just kept running, you know, running the business, reaching out to me when, you know, when they needed direction. But it worked. You know, I really thought, you know, in November, December, I thought that I was going to just, you know, give up and just shut down. But it actually, my business became stronger. And it's just, you know, it's just from what I didn't think I learned, like, it went into play, without me even realizing it. Like, what I learned from you that I didn't think I learned, it just kind of went into play while I was taking care of myself personally.
So let me give a couple comments and then two specific questions that I think we've got enough time to cover in a reasonable way. The first comment I want to give, Daisy, is, I think you're giving a lot of credit to your business. You're like, hey, it's grown and it's done good. And it has. But I think you've probably grown more, and maybe you don't feel it because you're the one growing, right? Like if you're married and your spouse gains 10 pounds over a year, loses that, you don't notice because you see them every day and it feels the same thing. But someone that's outside is like, holy crap, you're a little thinner, you're a little heavier, right? And by the way, Daisy has 1.5 ounces of fat on her somewhere. She's this big. She's every time I hug her, I'm like, crap, I broke her. She's squeezed out somewhere. Tiny little human being. So really, yeah, I would agree. Your business is beautiful. And we're going to talk about that because I think it's going to bring value to the people. But I want to encourage you and Cleaning Nation. I really think you grew, Daisy, and you didn't even feel the fact that you grow. And sometimes you don't do that, right? Like you might go, I didn't gain a weight or I didn't lose weight. Because if it happens slowly, you feel the same. But the reality is not the case. So I want to encourage you on that. Second, yeah, just as a person, I want to encourage you. Like we focus a lot on business. That's really important. But there's a way to get through something and torch a lot of relationships and use and burn people. And like, I'm in a needy spot, which you were. So screw everybody. I'm going to kind of take and I'll get through this. And, you know, not judging when you're in a lot of pain, that's an option. And we're all human. The fact that you didn't do that and you expanded into who you needed to be and serving your people and building a team when you probably felt like you didn't have anything to give, that's really magical. And I think that has a lot to do with how your people showed up. I think if you would have, your systems are strong enough had you contracted and just started being dictatorial and like, shut up, you know, and just, I think you still would have been okay, but the cost relationally would have been not great. And to yourself, that would have been a miserable experience. Whereas I'm sure this wasn't the case, but from an outside looking in, you walk through it, what looked like easy is too strong of a word, but for the severity of what you're going through, the way you seemed to experience it from the outside looked as serene as I think is reasonable. So those are the comments I wanted to give you in Clean Nation. Let me give you the two questions. I'm going to let you go. So there's two pieces I think people are going to be interested in. One, the obvious question, well, goodness gracious, woman, you have all these systems you keep talking about that saved your butt. What are those systems and how do I put them into my business? So I'd love you to talk about that. And then the second piece, and this will be it for the rest of the podcast. So you can talk about this as long as you like. The second piece is, I love you being honest, right? I think you could have come on and go, I had my systems, Mike, and I trusted me and I put in the work and I knew my business was strong and I didn't worry at all and it went great. And I would have believed you and Clean Nation would have believed you, but it wasn't the truth. So the first part of what are the systems and how can Clean Nation do that? And the second part is when the systems are tested and you know, the systems are bulletproof, but you could have not been bulletproof. You could have wobbled. You could have thrown in the towel and said, I give up or I'm scared. How did you keep that personal power that, you know what I'm saying? How did you not crumple up and die?
Yeah.
Just because you could have. So I'd love to hear any order as much as you like. Go.
I mean, we can talk about system, you know, like the specific of the systems. But I think the main thing for me was the core values of my team. And they really believed in the core values that we have. And that's what they focused on, you know, and that's coming from you guys. Like, I didn't know what core values was, you know, starting this business. Like, I didn't know that I had to run my business with core values. Like, I just thought, okay, I need somebody that can clean. I need somebody that can drive, you know, but no, that wasn't the case. I need to pay people, you know, like that. I mean, yeah, you've got to be fair with that, but the core values really is the main thing because you can have so much more, you know, you can offer so much, but if your teams don't have that core values, like they're not going to last. And I still see that, you know, or we're not going to last with them, or we're not going to be a good fit for each other and our customers. So that's the main thing that I really is a big takeaway for me and going into your program is not just my team's core values, but my homeowner's core values, my customer's core values. They all have to match, you know, with our team. I'm not sure if I answered that correctly or, you know, if that's where you were going with that, but
I'm not going anywhere. I just want to hear your excuse, but I will tell you, I'll kind of bring up what Cleaning Nation's probably saying. I'll give my thoughts on it and I would love your response. And then I'd love to hear again, how you personally walk through it with your own assets as a human being. So first of all, it's funny as a coach, I'll kind of give you guys what the core values looks and feels like from my side. It's the most beginning thing that we do. And it's the most advanced thing that we do. And in the middle is all the systems and processes. So I think in our 9 steps, I know core values is step one. I don't know if it's 1.1 or 1.2 or 1.3. I can't remember, but it is step one. And that shift from, especially, by the way, when you're hiring $100,000 an hour earners that have fulfilling jobs, core values are still very powerful, but it's actually the same thing. I was going to say it's different because they're a little easier to get because you're not asking to do such a hard job, but the competition's higher, right? There's a lot of people that want that guy or gal. So it's the same, high value, low value. It really is the same. You're competing against other employers. You really, really are. And when all that you have to offer, if you have a $100,000 salary and a cush job, you're like, you got something, even though other people are offering the same thing. But when you got $15 an hour or whatever, you know, fair wages are in your area for a cleaner, for the opportunity to stick your hand in a toilet for an hour or 6 hours a day, or whatever the case may be, you better have something else, sister. If all you're competing with is that, well, then some other guy's going to pay $16 and you pay $15 and the other guys are paying. And even then they're mercenaries, right? How committed can they be when they're like, I'm here for the money. Someone else gives me nickel, I'm out. So we start at the beginning, and that can typically, for the people that get it, it revolutionizes their business right off the bat. But because they have no core values and they go to a little bit of core values, and then they kind of forget about it and caught up in the systems. And at the highest level, where Daisy's at, she's in her millionaire mastermind, they kind of see that again and they really take that core values to the next level where they can step out of their company, because we think operations manual, every time something happens, I'll write it down. We'll have this long thing of exactly what you do in every scenario. But the problem is, A, there's always a novel scenario, right? What's in your operations manual in, you know, December 2019 for the coronavirus? Nothing. There's always some new thing. Like there's gotta be some new thing, right? But if you have people that all share the same rules, have fun, make money, be real, help out. For us, Daisy's got her own set. The rules are the same. Well, if a virus comes up and we're in a coaching company, what do you do? Well, we still want to keep having fun. It's even more important when there's so much heaviness in the world. It's people desperately need to make money, even when the government's putting on restrictions to make it more difficult. We got to be real about what's the, you know what I'm saying? We just follow those core values. Our whole team does it. I don't have to worry about a whole new thing. So from my perspective, it's the basic thing that gets you a good bump. And it's the most advanced thing that really frees you and gives you the ability to be like, I'm going to take a month or two or three off and y'all just handle it. Obviously, if you need anything, call me and we'll talk, but my involvement might be 0 to 5 hours a week. So that's just from the coach's side. Feel free to continue with anything you got, girl.
Well, it's funny. Like, you know, a lot of people have asked me, like, how did you just decide to step away from your business? You know, like, and it's not so much stepping away from the business. I had to empower my team to, you know, to step up. And so for that, I mean, it was scary. You know, you and I talked about in Toronto, you know, about like just releasing that scheduling part of my business, you know, and you just have to, the only thing that I was thinking was that, like, I mean, you have to do something for yourself, because if you're not happy, your team's not going to be happy. So I had to, not that I had to, but I wanted to make sure that they were empowered enough to, you know, to do what they were hired to do. And above. And so I had to just kind of, you know, let them make the mistake because I trusted them, right? And they trusted me. So I had to let them make the mistake. And then just, you know, that's the only way that they can learn from it. And again, it just keeps going back to the core values. You know, one of our core values is help others, and also the other one is have fun. And so that's, you know, really a lot of the things that my team, when they talk about core values, it's like, guys, you know, we're having fun. This is, you know, and it's, they don't even talk about it. You know, most of the time when we hire new people, you know, when we talk about after about a week or two, when we ask what, if they have any idea what our core values are, they automatically say, I think having fun is one of them, you know? So, I mean, you've got to live all that. You can't just say it. It's not just something you say. It's something that you have to live.
It's such a good point. A lot of people do the, I spent $1,000 on a sign and we put it right up in the reception saying that had all of our, it's not about that, right? Like, you know, you're doing it right when, just for me, I share it. For any of you that have listened to the podcast, have been a part of our community for a amount of time, when I say have fun, make money, be real and help out, you should go, yeah, that makes sense. Now that you say it, that's exactly what they've been doing. I just didn't know it. But yeah. If I have to keep saying it, that's not it. So absolutely the living it, not the telling it. All right. I definitely want to get to your personal, how you dealt with it. Cause even if you have a good team, when crap happens, right? Whether it's COVID, divorce, sickness, any relational issue, that's a big deal and you've got to stick with it. But just for the people who are out there going, I'm so sick of this woo-woo crap or the stupid core values, just tell me what to do. So obviously the core values, I shouldn't say obviously, from what I hear you saying, the core values was a foundation that everything else was built on, but yeah, they weren't it alone, right? It's not like that was all you learned. So give, if you could, for the tactical people out there that are scratching their eyes out, like, just tell me what to do. The men is what I'm saying. The ladies all get it. The dudes are like, shut up with your dumb core value. Any other big foundational system or process that really helped you get free?
It's also, having a mindset coach helped a lot. Because that was one of the things that really got me, be okay with stepping away was, you know, talking to your mindset coach, you know, Tracy, and it just really, cause a lot of times, you know, we talk about these stories that we tell ourselves that we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't do it. So the mindset coach really helped us figure out why we're even thinking that way. You know, why are we having those conversations with ourselves? So for me, it was the core values and the mindset coaching from, you know, for my cleaning company.
And for those of you that are like, more woo-woo crap, still too squishy, just tell me what to do. I'm sure many of you may have heard the story of the elephant where when they're little babies, they put the little shackle on their foot and they drive the stake in so they can't move. And when they get older, they're like 1,000 tons. I don't know. They could just pull it out. It means nothing to them, but they don't even put the stake in. They just put the shackle around his thing. He feels it because as a baby, that meant he couldn't leave. They never leave. Like they could literally just walk away, but they've got beliefs that that's not the case. So, and just to be completely transparent about us, the first probably 2 years, maybe even three, I don't know, two years we coached, it was just me. And I'm very good at telling people exactly what to do and how to do it. But if your little shackles, an elephant, little Daisy, when she was young, believed I could not do scheduling, I can't take a month off, my people will hate me, it's not fair, that if we have all these weird beliefs of rich people are evil, whatever. And I'm not saying Daisy had that, but if we have beliefs that are shackling us, you could scream at the elephant, you're an elephant, this thing's not even, just walk away. which would be my thing, but you really need a beliefs coach or a mindset coach to help you make that transformation. So I want to encourage, again, there's two groups, some that are picking up what we're laying down. You're probably getting a lot of value. I don't need to encourage you other than Daisy's the best. For those of you who are like, just shut up and tell me what to do. We've got 800 podcasts. I've written 2 books. Everything you need to know how to do is out there. I didn't prepare with Daisy, but like, don't give me any secrets about what to do. Just tell, like, I just said, I want to ask you a bunch of questions because I'm fascinated by you. And these are the answers. So I would move that from, I just want to know what to do and I don't want this mindset crap, to why am I being so uncoachable around this? Right? Like, Daisy has no agenda. Our agenda is to help you get the value that Daisy got into the world. That's why we do this. So if I asked her an open-ended question, she could have got into hiring funnels and client attraction and Facebook. She could have done any of that. I didn't tell her what to do or what to say. I just said, you went through this thing, your business did fantastically and gave you the time that you needed to work on your personal life. How did you do that? And when she gives it, and you've probably heard this before by other people on the show, maybe as opposed to judging that and going, that's stupid, how do I change that information to what I want? You don't. You just keep doing what you've been doing, keep getting the same results. You go, how do I change my beliefs to match the successful people that I want? So I just would encourage you to be coachable and take it. And again, I don't even know how to do mindset coaching. I'm the tactical guy. I'm the one that's like, screw all that woo-woo crap, because I don't know how to do it. I got to pay someone else, right? It's so important. Our mindset coaches ain't cheap. We pay them because they're so freaking valuable. So I just want to encourage you, when you hear someone that's living life that you want, as long as they're not lying, cheating, or stealing, or doing anything illegal or immoral, then judge that and don't do that. But as long as they're saying stuff that's moral, but just uncomfortable or outside your comfort zone, change you, not the channel or the person you're listening to. Okay. And the last time that we've got Daisy, I would love to hear just your own personal, and I love you being so transparent. Like, hey, I knew in my brain, I had the systems and process in my business, not bulletproof, was pretty strong. But somewhere, if it got down to my heart, truth be told, I was scared. I thought the whole damn thing was going to evaporate. And there's always this, I had a partner, maybe it was him, or maybe I'm stupid, or maybe there's all this weird lies we tell ourselves. And it sounds like you allowed yourself to visit. Obviously you didn't live there, you'd have crumbled, but how'd you navigate that, staying grounded in the truth and the reality of you're going through a tough time and your business is going to get some tests, but without giving up, crumpling up and walking through it as beautifully as you did?
Well, honestly, I did a lot of praying, you know, so I did a lot of praying And like I said, I just, you know, I had to just let it go. All the things that I learned throughout the whole, you know, the 2.5 years, 3 years, 2.5 years that I learned from you, like everything, I had to just let it go and just, you know, let it work for me. I knew it was going to work. I wasn't 100%, you know, like confident, just because I was always in control and I was always, you know, in the business or, you know, just available. But when I wasn't available mentally anymore, like I knew that I had to just trust that process that I learned. And if you guys want to know what that is, you know, you can, you can ask specific questions, but, you know, I did a lot of praying and I did a lot of, like I said, just, you know, letting my team just be coach or just letting them make a mistake. You know, I trusted them. They trusted me. So it's hard. I'm like, I still don't know like how I managed, like how I managed to get out of that. Honestly, like this is my first season. It's summer here. It's very busy here. And so this is my first season in 10 years that I'm doing this by myself. And it's been so much stronger. Like, I feel like my team's so much stronger and happier, you know? And that's just, again, it's just, I really stuck with the core values and I wasn't afraid to let people go when they weren't matching our core values, both customers and employees.
So I'll give a couple quick pieces of feedback on that and then we'll wrap it. So the first thing is, just on a spiritual side, I'll give you my take and you guys can take that or leave it however you see fit. But I absolutely believe, and I call it stupid, I don't care. I pray for my clients. that's a big deal to me. So as an owner, I think a lot of us have the built-in DNA of, I got to control this damn thing. This is all in my, if I don't fix it, I'm the master of the universe. And if I don't do it, everything's gonna fall apart. And to be fair, a lot of what we do as entrepreneurs is bend reality to our will. And that takes a lot of personal power. And I think that's important. But at the end of the day, we're only building our little tiny corner to our little part of will, and it doesn't work all the time. And my belief, you can have a different one, it's okay, is there is a God that created the universe and he knows. Yeah. And when we, if that's the truth, like it or not, we should probably, you know what I'm saying? Like my 6-year-old, he can think he's in charge and that's fine. But at the end of the day, I got 150 pounds of muscle and I'm a little smarter than he is. I can kind of make him do what I want to do. So it's not delusional for him to go, that guy's in charge. It is what it is. So if you believe in God, to kind of free that up to go, you know what, he's in charge. My belief is he tells us what he wants and how to do it in the Bible. So there's lots of information about how to use that. It's a pretty sensible thing to do. Like, well, let's just realize who I am and who God is and what my place is in that. And that can give me personally, it sounds like Daisy, a lot of freedom to go, I can only do the best I can do. At the end of the day, there's an eternity to consider. And you know, that gives some freedom to make a little mistake here and there and be okay with it. Hopefully I didn't put any words in your mouth, Daisy.
That no, that's true. Like I said, I stepped away from it and I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of, you know, I went back to the basics, you know, which is asking God for help and, you know, and just let things happen. I knew that I had something going, you know, I knew that I had my systems and I knew that I had great employees. I had to just give up that control.
Yeah. I love that. And cause again, we're going to a lot of what the mindset coaches do is help you focus. So you could focus on, oh my gosh, this is the first year I've done it by myself. He always did this or that, and I couldn't do this. And I'm waking up crying sometimes. And what if my team, there's all sorts of weird, and I don't know that that's a situation, but there's all sorts of weird thoughts we could focus on that will absolutely cripple us. There are also powerful thoughts that will free us. And I found when you go to God as, hey, there's a creator and I'm the created and he is, or she, it, whatever you want to call it, God is in control and I'm not. There's some freedom there that gives it. So that's the spiritual side. For those of you like, shut up with your stupid God beliefs. I'm an atheist. I don't believe any of that crap. That's okay. We can still be friends. Like we can have different beliefs. That said, what I heard you say on the non-spiritual side is you can have all the systems and processes in the world. And until you test them, we don't know. Like Daisy mentioned Vancouver, which is probably my favorite. Such a bad coach. The fact that you guys stuck with me is just shows how kind you are. Poor, this is, I think, before we had mindset coach. So this had to be 5-6 years.
Yeah, maybe. I think that is why we got the mindset coach, because you made us all cry.
Didn't hurt. Yeah. We always say I make everyone cry and then Tracy and Suzanne make them feel better. But I think that was longer than 3 years. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Daisy was really hung up on getting out of scheduling. She had a belief that was she was the only one that could schedule, right? And there was really no truth to that. Like, she hasn't scheduled in years. And there was, I'm guessing, 80% of the room also didn't schedule. So like, there was lots of, it wasn't, you know, it was this, I don't want to say silly belief, but it was pretty easily knocked down if you just use facts. Yeah. But until Daisy had the belief of, I'm just going to have to free that up and maybe someone will be late or miss something and something's going to grow. Maybe. And I'm guessing as you made that transition, maybe something like that happened and you just went, well, there you go. So no matter how good your business is and how much systems and process you have, it someday you get to take your hands off the wheel and you can wait like most do until something terrible happens. I worked myself to death and I went to the hospital. I had a relationship end, whatever weird thing happens. And then you're forced to take your hands off the wheel. That's one way to go. I would encourage you to try it before that. All right. Holy crap. We're already way over on time. Cleaning Nation, if this has been wildly helpful and you would like more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Like I said, there's over 800 podcasts. I've written 2 books on Amazon. I would start with the free on-demand training. It's like 40, 50 minutes of our best stuff, the 5 shifts you need to change. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.